Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show. This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. Now, your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. But that's how it goes.
Hey folks, thanks for joining me another show here of Real Estate Realities. I got a lot of radio listeners last week talking to me about the new state laws, stuff they've looked at it from a different angle, a lot of creative stuff going on out here, and that's what happens when minds come together and they talk about things they've been doing to combat what they're seeing in the market. And there's no doubt about it. If you have several rental properties, you got a good pulse on the market, you've seen rental prices have leveled, right? Vacancies are up. And these are things you have to know because you don't want to be caught late in the game doing the two-minute drill. All right, nobody likes that. Be prepared for what is on the horizon. Be prepared to play great defense. There's a time for offense and there is a time for great defense. The O'Neill Group, they are a big-time developer in town of commercial property. Probably seen their trailer out by the airport doing some work out there, Pikes Peak Park. They're going to be doing some big-time development by Schriever, Cimarron Hills. Stuff I can't talk about on air, but let me tell you. Buy around Schriever. Buy around Peterson, buy in Cimarron Hills, and you'll probably do pretty well over the next couple of years because there's some stuff coming down the pipeline that will be great for your investment. That's why we manage 30 or 40 over there. It's an area that no doubt it's probably the biggest sleeper neighborhood in Colorado Springs. Another big company announcing out of Peak Innovation Park that they will be occupying and part of the Space Force decision here. We're starting to see a flock of people come in and say, all right, now that's a final decision, we're in. And hats off to them. It's a beautiful thing to see. Labor Day, the largest numbers through the airport. History of Colorado Springs as far as Labor Day. These are the factors you have to look at, folks. You have to dumb it down. You got to look at how many people are coming through the airport. You got to look at the economy in Colorado Springs. You have to look at the money being spent in these institutions. And you have to look at the growth and the trajectory of growth. Like I have hammered it into your head, by 2050, 1.2 million people in the county as we sit in the mid-700s. Think about the growth we'll see. It's a great time to own real estate in Colorado Springs. And now you have to retain it. You're up against the odds with the legislation, tenant-friendly laws coming into play, right? Markets might see some vacancies, might see a little decrease in rent, might have to take professional pictures on your properties now. We're doing that. We started doing that a year ago. Never did it before. Didn't have to. People are beating down the door. These are the type of things you got to do, right? Not the fun stuff. You're working twice as hard for half the results, but these are the things that make champions when it comes to real estate. Justin Hermes, any questions over the break? 232-1063. Once again, 719-232-1063. Title of today's show is Game Plan for This Market. I'm going to give you some tips. If you are looking to sell, you have to sell. There's some people who have to sell, and some people are going, I'm sitting on a bunch of cash and I don't want to put it in the stock market. And you said, if I have cash, I might be one of those buyers who a deal may make sense for, right? That's who we're talking about today and what we are seeing on the horizon in this quick changing real estate market. So we're going to go to a break. We'll be back here. Real Estate Reality. Going off the rails on a crazy
back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes. This segment is brought to you by HouseCheck, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. I know you.
Okay, folks, we're back into it here and talking game plan for this market. It is an up and down market like a yo-yo. And the first thing I'm going to say, because I've been saying to people, is it's not a bad thing to sideline. And patience and playing the slow game. So we tell people hold 15, 20 years. It's not as fun. It's not as exciting, but it sure pays dividends, right? Slow and steady wins the race. And so for some of you who may not be in as strong of a financial position, and it's like one radio listener talked about pulling a HELOC out to buy an investment property. I just said, absolutely not. That'd be the stupidest thing you could do in today's market where you're not even able to lock an interest rate for a year. It's adjusting every month. Go down to Ent, they'll tell you 9%, now 9.5% next month. Oh, might be 10%. Not a tool you want to use to get into an investment property. You may want to take your money that you're slowly saving up, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 grand, put it in a CD for 6 months. Make 6% on your money. Wait until you definitely can do a 25% down or 50% down. And still remember this, it's not a blanket deal. That's the one thing that hurts me with Dave Ramsey. Sometimes he blankets everyone, right? And I get it. He's speaking to the masses. He's got a billion times more listeners than I do. But that's what I love is we can sit down and each person has a unique scenario. And so I look at it and go, well, what makes sense for you? And there may be some of you out there going, my adult child's renting and we can do the FHA owner occupy and it does make sense for a duplex. There might be a deal out there that works for you, but it's so unique, right? And so that's where it's an individual game plan for each person. But like I'll go back to, for a majority of you, you should be waiting and seeing. You should be just saving your money right now. But then on the flip, there's unreal deals. I mean, that are, you, we know we're getting 20, 25% off on. If the market dips 10%, we know we still have room, right? So it is such an interesting market, but you have to have it dialed in to your financial scenario. But now is not the time to roll the dice. Now is not the time to pull a HELOC. Now is not the time to get into adjustable rate mortgage. Now is not the time to do a 2-1 buy down. Play your cards close to your chest right now, okay? For a lot of you on the selling side, you feel like, shoot, I've missed the market. Many of you have. I mean, you're going, my neighbor sold their house last year, 100K more. You're feeling, what is it? Not buyer's remorse, seller's remorse. That's what we'd call it. And here's some great news for you. Guess what? A lot of you are sitting there and we have a conversation. What's your mortgage payment? $1,400. You can rent your house for $2,500. So I don't know why we're sad. You know, it. You got to look at the glass half full. And that's just the big thing. And so many people just think the only option with real estate is you sell it. And it's not. I'm here to tell you it's not. Run the numbers. You may be way more beneficial holding, right, through this 2 to 3 year down cycle. You hold the property, keep it, rent it, have somebody else paying down your mortgage, get the tax incentives. And here's what I can tell you is some stuff that happened in history. People who bought at the peak in 6, 7, they bought the single family house. We have some people who bought for like 225 at the peak and market went down. No brainer there. But 5 years later, the market started ticking back up. 7 years later, it is worth $300,000. 8 years later, oh my goodness, it's worth another 20% appreciation. It's worth like $360,000. Oh, another year of 20% appreciation. Wow, it's worth, you know, $420,000. And they're going, it's double. That's the key to holding real estate long term. And so what I can tell you, if history proves itself, is yes, you may have missed the window and it's sold for $100,000 more last year. But if history repeats itself 10 years from now, chances of it selling for $200,000 more than what your neighbor sold for a year ago at, you know, $100,000 more, chances are pretty good, right? Because that's what history's proven. And with this aggressive inflation that isn't dying down, you're going to continue to see appreciation long term. May not be right now, long term for housing. And so that is where you stay or you rent it and you hold. You don't want to sell on the down end, but then there are some scenarios where you can go, hey, maybe we can get someone who is willing to pay a lot more because we're going to offer them a 6.5% interest rate with like 10% down, right? And you go, well, that sounds sketchy. I'm not sure how that would work. Von Miller just did it. Did you know this, Matt? Von Miller did this with his house. He sold it for $3.2 million and right by the Broncos training facility, $700,000 was the down payment. Now he's foreclosing on the guy. Long story. I won't get into the details. It's kind of interesting. I laugh. I go, that's typical real estate deal, but he has $700,000 down. So he's protecting himself with a large down payment. Now that's a large purchase, unique example, but if you get enough down payment, and for many of you who are in your 70s and 80s, you're going, I'm trying to exit real estate like my father is, but not pay the capital gains, possibly a great time for you to get 6.5% on your money, get a down payment that secures you, and pay astronomically lower amount in taxes because you're not taking it all in 1 year. You're holding the note and you are caring for the buyer. So once again, can't blanket say it's not a good time. Maybe be a good time to sell. If you can offer somebody something unique, you're still protecting yourself. You're playing a great angle when it comes to the tax game, right? I mean, these are things you have to know. And this is where I'm telling you, like, this is where the tourist investor gets out of the game. This is where the tourist real estate agent gets out of the game, because they're going, I don't know how to craft a deal together that isn't, oh, can you buy? Can you sell? I mean, that creativity is just, it's gone. And we need it now more than ever. And there's good realtors in this town. Pick a good one who knows how to put a creative deal together. Greg Luchek does a deal here. I got him on the radio here with the Luchek Lowdown. I gave him that name on Wednesdays or in the morning. And it's funny because the guys at KRDO go, well, are you sure you're okay with that? It's a competitor. I'm going, Greg's an unbelievable real estate agent. I mean, when I talk with him, I learn so much. He's a great agent. Why wouldn't we want him on KRDO? Bringing great information, right? He's a guy who's giving solid information. That's somebody we want on the radio. Greg's not a guy going, I got all the cash buyers and I'm going to try to, you know, play this game. And no, he's going, this is real estate. This is what it is. This is how you get it done. I'm not going to bait and switch you on, hey, you know, I have all these cash offers for you. Buy it cash if it guaranteed sold, because that's not improving value. We know how that game's played. Yeah, they'll buy it cash for 25% under market, right? I mean, these are things where you don't want to go with a gimmick realtor who's saying, well, I can do this, or I can shave commission here and this and that. You want to go with someone who provides value. And there's so many good realtors in this town who provide value, not just I, but people who know how to be creative when it comes to crafting a deal. You have to have somebody who can get in the trenches. Yeah, and Matt's chiming in now, and he says that not only they'll buy it 25% under market, but then they'll hold it. They're making a hell of a deal off of it. And they'll turn around and flip it, or they'll keep it and rent it. And when it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. So just wake up. Don't get ripped off. Okay, if you don't pick me as your realtor, boo-hoo. Pick a good one. Don't get ripped off. That's why I do the show. Put you in a better position than you are today than you were yesterday. Better financially and better when it comes to your real estate decisions. Okay, if you have to sell and it's a divorce or something like that, price aggressively. You got to sell now, folks. You got a window of about a month or two until this thing's going to get real unique. I mean, it's going to be, get your popcorn out. It's going to be a heck of a end of 2023. I tell you what, these Federal Reserve meetings and oh my goodness. And then economic data coming out of Wall Street, just a hoot. It's so funny. Some of it doesn't make any sense. They don't want it to make sense, right? What was it? Kevin O'Leary, he said, yeah, you know why the stock market's up, S&P 500? Because the Biden's infrastructure bill and this inflation, lower the inflation bill, it's all pumping money to corporate America, the S&P 500. The big corporations are going to benefit. And on Main Street, the business owner who needs to go get a loan down at the bank, right, line of credit. Oh, sorry, Bob, it's 10%. I'm not sure I can afford that. The small guys are the ones who are going to get hurt. Kevin said on Fox News perfectly, Main Street's going to have an issue. Why Wall Street will keep lining their pockets, okay? And you gotta have your nose to the ground when it comes to this, because prices are leveling, and in certain areas, they're gonna go down further in other areas. That's one thing we're gonna learn over this correction. Not all areas are created equal. Not all areas of the United States, and certainly not all areas of Colorado Springs will be created equal. But I view this as, you know, next, you know, 2 to 3 years, transactions down big time, you know, it's going to be a much different real estate market, let's just say that. And, you know, you see people right now, they're selling their office in massive rate buy-downs, $10,000, $20,000, anything they can do to keep people in the game. And we're going to go to a break. Then I'm going to come back. I'm going to touch on once more again, owner carry, rent-to-own, first right of refusal, some of these stuffs that you need to know. Right, you need to have in your back pocket. That's right. You're listening to Justin Hermes Real Estate Realities. Call me over the break if you have questions. 719-232-1063. 232-1063. We'll be right back. Come together right now. Oh.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now here's Justin Hermes. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
All right, folks, we're into the home stretch here. Third segment of the show. And as I talked before about owner carry, I didn't get into it enough as I probably should. For those of you who are wondering, what is an owner carry? Well, you're the bank. And you have terms. They may have a five-year balloon on your terms. That means you're paid in full within 5 years. They have to have somebody else come in. And whether they have a bank do that or they show up with cash at your front door, they have to be, you know, done with their terms. They have to pay you off within 5 years. And there's some with 10-year balloons and interest rate, let's say 7% fixed for 5 years. And then it adjusts up prime plus one or adjusts up to 8%. And this is where you need to get an attorney involved. And a good title company that understands this and helps you draft this properly. You want the right language in there, and you want to make sure you're doing it, help yourself as far as taxes, right? And that you're not giving yourself terms where all of a sudden you're going, shoot, I offered way too low of a rate, I'm stuck, or the balloon's too far out. So it goes back to make sure you have a good agent, good attorney, good title company. Unified Title does this in their sleep. They got so many people there who, like Brenda, she's been doing it 30 years. She can do this stuff easily, right? Create an amortization schedule for you, help craft the deal, right? So think about the owner carry. Think about your options, how it could work for you. Think about the down. You need to really think about the down, right? And your pricing to make sure you're protected. Like Von Miller, the guy had 7,000 down, he'll probably be okay. But if he had 70,000 down or 100,000 down, he'd be struggling. So also a popular thing we hear is, you know, rent to own, right? Well, I'm going to do a rent to own. Be careful of your buyer. Those are, I really got to read in the fine print there because usually those are not great deals for buyers. But landlords / sellers, they can be a great deal. You're looking at option money, stuff like that, maybe a preset price, you know, possibly a first right of refusal. There's so many different ways you can, you know, put that type of deal together. But you have to be careful, right? You'd be shooting yourself in the foot. And I will just say 90% of these work in favor to the landlord and the seller. Be very, very careful if you're a buyer. And if you're a seller, still, you got to have a good attorney. Sarah Stein does all our real estate stuff. She knocks it out of the ballpark. She can help you when it comes to drafting these creative deals. But overall, I think the biggest thing I want to say, you know, is save money. You know, market corrections upon us, how severe it corrects certain areas. You know, some of that I can't predict, but whoever has some liquidity will be able to take advantage of good buys, right? And we're still getting like one a month. It's not like unbelievable, but it's one a month and it's like, it's tough. it's not easy because inventory is staying low. I've done shows on this. The golden handcuffs, prices aren't going to drop out of the bottom, especially certain areas. We may still see them improve, right? A Patty Jewett, an East End Edition, a Cimarron Hills. There's certain areas that are going to see prices still, you know, continuing to go up, matter of fact. And then other areas, prices settling or going down. So that's what I tell people, as your buyer, you have to be so, so careful what you're buying right now because you can be really getting into a poor position, right? It's all positioning. You make your money on the buy. I mean, that is one of the basics of real estate. You make your money on the buy. You make it on the location. You make it on the floor plan. You can't pick up a house and move it. So you have to make sure you're buying a good product because that, in turn, holds your appreciation. And in turn, it holds a lot of your rentability. Your cash flow is the location. And that's why I mentioned stuff like this, like the O'Neill Group. I mentioned stuff going on at, you know, Peak Innovation Park and why you should buy in Fountain Valley Ranch because of that. And these things going on around you that are going to help lift your property values, right? There's some areas around the airport I wouldn't buy in because the taxes are in a metro district and they're $6,000 a month. Sorry, not $6,000 a month, $6,000 a year. You go to Fountain Valley Ranch, you're $1,400, $1,500. Big difference. Well, really? I mean, that is how somebody can fly into town, pick one over here or pick one over here, and they don't even know some of them until they go to closing and they go, why is my closing cost so high? Oh, well, because we had to escrow your $6,000 for taxes. Oh, my gosh. No one ever told me what the taxes were. Oh, yeah. It's a form of paying rent. You just pay it to the government. Especially if you're a homeowner, you're not getting any tax write-off from it. Oh, $6,000. Oh, well, I'll just stomach it. That's what most people say. $500 extra bucks a month. Instead of, you know, looking at it and going, okay, I'm going to be paying $120. I mean, I guess some people like to flush $400 down the drain. And that's why we don't help people buy many new builds because it's like pay extreme amount of taxes, pay extreme amount of insurance. Although I will say I did help a pastor buy a new build over this last year, and it was an infill deal. And this is sometimes how you learn. This was an infill project right behind Penrith St. Francis, and actually the taxes were low. I own a rental property right across the street, and so that was a unique circumstance where it was an infill project, and the taxes are in line with what you'd get on a resale. So learning moment for me there. It was a good learning moment, you know, because now I know, hey, there's certain infill areas. There's so few. It's like, that is probably a 2% of the properties out there as far as new build construction or infill opportunity with lower tax. But just focus on that. You make your money on the buy middle to low, right? You don't want to be the most expensive house on the block. And also know this isn't another 2008. The bottom's not falling out. The loan requirements are unbelievably strict. The appraisers are not in cahoots with the lenders. And people have these ultra low interest rates where, guess what? If they wanted to let their house go and they have an interest rate of 3%, even if they bought just last year, their payment's like what? You know, we're talking $2,200 on a $400,000 house. They're going to go to rent that house for like $2,400, $2,500. That was the big difference in 08. Two people are going, well, I can go rent a house for way less than what, you know, and things are adjusting. I got interest-only payments. I'm not even putting equity into the house. Bad loan products, right? So you can't toss the keys on the kitchen counter and say, I'm going to go live somewhere else for less. And so many people have a great amount of equity. Now, we'll just see inventory stay low. And it stinks because a lot of my friends, the millennials, are going, it's like, dude, you missed your window. Like, save as much money as you can. And 2 to 3 years from now, be ready to buy. But you may need to put like 50% down because the interest rate's going to be like 8%. So you got to take that interest rate out of the equation. So it's tough. That's why over the past 3 to 4 years, I was on you guys. Buy now. Lock in the low interest rate. Cash flow works. We're not buying on market. You know, we're not speculating on, you know, what's going to happen as far as increasing rent. The numbers worked now. They work. They don't work now. If you're trying to finance, they work possibly if you're a cash buyer. But like I said, there's some unique circumstances where you can buy a single family house, split it into a duplex, still make numbers work. It's just not for everyone. I'll just say that. And then people are going to learn real quick how tough it is to be a landlord, how tough it is to be an investor, and why you need to be creative and know what you're doing. And be keeping a tight book, keeping your records good, because that is going to lend to you having longevity when it comes to being a property owner in this market. So we talked about a lot of things, and hopefully you learned something today. That's my goal, is that you learned a very valuable nugget. Just take one nugget. That's my mom sent me a video the other day. She said there's 12 things in that video from Jordan Peterson. I took one nugget away. I said, Mom, I loved it when he said, be a better person tomorrow than you were today, and don't compare yourself to other people. Compare yourself to who you were yesterday. That's the one golden nugget I took away from it. So take a golden nugget from the show. Next week we'll be back. Going to go through some numbers with Dano, what they're seeing as far as stuff on the title side, and then a new rule. I mean, it's not new, but it's new enough to talk about. It's called the Augusta Rule. It's going to could save you a ton of money if you own your own company. Creative way you can rent your house and get some free income. I mean, this is a mind blower. I'm going to do it this year, and it's going to save me buco money. My good friend Wayne introduced me to it. So another show in the books here. Use the gifts God's given you. Make somebody else's day special. And we'll be back here next Sunday, 10:30, and again at 1. So long. We'll see you then. We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio. We can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance. Dance.